Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
When Larry Alexander learned that he had 18 months to live, his world came crashing down. The prospect of experimental surgery offered some hope, but the future was pretty bleak. His wife Anne, then pregnant with their third child, faced the stress of having to raise their three children, provide for the family, and nurse a man who faced the prospect of perhaps losing his life. While most families would have cracked under that stress, the Alexanders did not. In fact, as they later look back on what could have been a tragedy, they believe the stress only brought them closer together. No, Larry didn't succumb to the injury which threatened his life. The former college professor was never able to go back to the campus and can't hold down a regular job. But in spite of the financial hardship they have faced, he believes their family has been enriched by the ordeal. "We don't have the money we used to have," said Larry, "but most of the time we find ways of managing. We're basically a very close family." Do you ever wonder why stress causes some families to break up, while it only strengthens others? That was the issue that intrigued two sociologists. Doctors Nick Stennett and John Dufresne began studying 3,000 families that had undergone stress. The Alexanders were one of them, and they eventually published their findings in a book entitled Secrets of Strong Families. Studying the traits of families that responded favorably to stress situations, they found 6 common factors. Now, before I give them to you, ponder the issue for a minute. What causes some families not only to survive under stress, but actually to thrive under it? If you were to sit down and make a list of those factors, the ones that you think would carry your family through a crisis, I'm wondering if it would include the 6 which the study found. They're as follows. 1, commitment. 2, appreciation. 3, communication. 4, time together. 5, spiritual wellness or wholeness. And 6, determination to cope with the crisis. Now, to help you integrate these qualities into your family, let's flesh out the outlines. Families that survive under stress have a cohesiveness that comes by enjoying each other, by worshiping together in church, by realizing that the family is God's plan for our lives, and no matter whatever happens, you stick with the clan. Take the Alexanders as an example. They're normally in church twice on Sundays, both morning and evening, and then attend Bible class on Wednesdays. Unless Anne's work schedule prevents it, she and her husband are at school functions supporting their three children with their presence. The two researchers who wrote the book found that families that function well under stress go beyond casual church attendance. They pray together at home. They take time for personal meditation and Bible study. Their commitment to God embraces a commitment to their family. There is a cohesiveness that goes far beyond the average. They play games together. They talk together. They actually enjoy each other. One thing that impressed me was the quality of appreciation. They aren't afraid to express love with hugs and kisses. They haven't forgotten how to help each other to say, "Thanks, Mom. I appreciate your help." Hopefully, you will never face the stress that confronted the Alexanders. But I do hope you develop the stress insurance that guarantees your family's future no matter what it holds. And having the tools in place to handle it can make it work for you instead of against you.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. For more practical and inspirational messages, visit guidelines.org. If you find our devotionals helpful and would like to share them with others, consider supporting our ministry with a donation. Again, that's guidelines.org. Thanks for listening to Guidelines for Living.